So I was married when I was 21, moved back up the glen again.
Yes.
Well, not the Clun side, you know, but Glen Mazarin. When he came out of the Navy, and he'd lost a brother during the war, and his mother had the post office in Glen Mazarin, and his father was a gardener in Glen Mazarin, and I think they didn't want to lose another, you know, they wanted him to stay around, so
they only had the two boys?
They only had the two boys. So.
Yes.
So he was offered a job at that time as underkeeper. There was another keeper, Duncan Davidson. I think he would have liked to have gone back to the Navy, but for his parents' sake, he you know, decided to stay.
Mm.
And, you know, he got on very well, he enjoyed the life. They were a lovely family to work with, the Elphinstons.
Yes.
And
This was the family in Glen Mazarin?
Yes, who had the estate.
They were called
Lord Elphinston.
Elphinston.
Yeah. He was a cousin of the Queen. Your Queen Mother was his aunt. We had a connection with the, you know, them. You know, she used to visit Glen Mazarin.
Yes.
Quite a lot.
Mm.
So when I married, then a year later Sandy arrived, and then Alan.
Mm.
So I wasn't able to sort of go back to nursing. So I got a job helping Gladys, who was the cook in the lodge, you know, cook and housekeeper and all, so I used to help her. That was great fun because she was a lovely person. She was the keeper's wife.
Ah, the head keeper.
The head keeper's wife, Duncan
yes,
Davidson.
Yes.
And she moved up, I think with a Captain Higson who had it for the Elphinstons, as a scullery maid. And she learned her craft and cooking from a Mrs. Cole, who was, I think, a real Mrs. Beaton type of cook, you know. And Gladys was just the most amazing cook, and I've never met any of the top chefs, restaurants that could compare to her. You know, she just her pastry used to, you know, just puff up like, and she made most wonderful shooting lunches, you know, and everything came from the estate at that time. Venison, we didn't have supermarkets, you know, there was venison, hare, grouse, you know, salmon, whatever.
Yes.
She had a cow, and used to milk the cow, come over in the morning, you know, get the old range going, cook breakfast, make the most amazing breakfasts, and
family was there. Really, were there all the time? The
not all the time. No, just used to come out for the season. No shooting.
So the rest of the year, she was just housekeeper.
Just housekeeper.
Yes.
Yes. Looked after the lodge, but it was quite busy during the shooting season. Of course, you know. Mm. Used to get lots of interesting people.
Did she have a speciality that was the showstopper of a recipe for anything,
oh,
or was
yes.
it all so good?
Well, she had some amazing recipes because Lord Elphins had an estate down south too, and Ian used to go down for the pheasant shoots down there, and Gladys used to go down and help with the cooking there. So she used to cook for the, you know, the Queen used to come to the shoots, you know, used to cook for her. There was a very good cook down there, she was an Austrian lady, I can't remember, but she picked up a few of her recipes as well, I think. She was a nice lady. And when they came up in the season time, there was a butler as well, you know, still very, very well organised.
Yes. And did you ever help out at the house?
Oh, yes, I did. When Sandy went to school, I used to take Alan up with me, and he'd be psyching his little tricycle along the corridors, you know, the butler would come round the corner and look very disapproving. No, we got on well together, we worked well together, it was good fun.
You must have learned some cooking from her.
Oh yes, yes, I learned quite a few of her recipes. Although they've never quite turned out as well as she did, you know.
That's amazing.
She had an Italian recipe for gnocchi. And I've seen the recipe, you know, made from potatoes, but she used to make it... It was like a choux pastry, and she used to drop it and poach it in boiling, poach spoonfuls in boiling water, cover it with this cheese. So and used to rise up like a souffle, you know, it was absolutely delicious. And I remember his lordship used to love that, you know, just have it for the starters. But, the shooting lunch used to be, raised pies, and they had a pig too, and she used to use all the pieces of the pig, you know, and make pork pies. And I've seen her stuff, you know, three different birds, one within the other. You know, you can buy that in supermarkets nowadays, but she actually do that sort of thing. You know? Well, it was really, really good stuff. I don't think the family knew how well looked after they were, really. They just took it for granted, I think.